AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Top Trump advisor Steve Bannon is leaving the White House. AP Washington Bureau Chief Julie Pace reports Bannon was the strongest voice for some of Trump's most fervent followers.
Bannon is someone who has been around Trump for quite some time. He was there early when Trump was considering a presidential bid. He is really the person who has shaped a lot of what the president believes on issues like immigration, which became so central to Trump's campaign and to his message as president. And this will remove someone in the White House who really speaks to the views of the base. Trump's base voters are very loyal.
A person close to Bannon says he had offered his resignation on August 7th. It was to have gone into effect a week later, but the departure was delayed after the violence in Charlottesville. Another presidential advisory committee quits in protest of Trump, saying many sides were involved in the violence in Charlottesville. Julie Walker with more.
Actor Cal Penn, artist Chuck Close, and the entire 17-member panel on the president's art committee have resigned. In a letter to Trump about Charlottesville, they say, ignoring your hateful rhetoric would have made us complicit in your words and actions. It goes on to say, your values are not American values. In what could be a hidden message, the first initials of the letter's six main paragraphs spell out resist. Earlier this week, two of Trump's business advisory councils were disbanded as members left in protest. Julie Walker, New York.
A Los Angeles judge says movie director Roman Polanski must appear in court if he expects to have his more than 40-year-old criminal case resolved. Polanski fled the country ahead of being sentenced in 1978 for having sex with a then 13-year-old girl. Samantha Geimer, who is now in her 50s, had asked the court to end the case. In today's ruling, the judge noted the court may not dismiss the case merely because it would be in the victim's best interest. This is AP Radio News. A California man among the dead in the Barcelona attack. AP's Ed Donahue with details.
The truck attack overseas hit home.
We have now received word and confirmed the death of one American citizen.
Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says another American was injured. His family says Jared Tucker was killed. He and his wife were in Barcelona celebrating their first wedding anniversary. This was their honeymoon. They had been saving for the trip. Tucker's wife, Heidi, says they were having drinks at a patio when her husband said he was going to the bathroom. Moments later, there was screaming and yelling. His father says 43-year-old Jared Tucker worked with him at a pool business since his son was 16. I'm Ed Donahue.
An Oregon family's golden retriever honored by a sheriff for digging up $85,000 worth of heroin in the family's backyard. Dog owners thought at first that he had found a time capsule, but they quickly realized that Kenyon had found about 15 ounces of heroin and called police. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.